A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, October the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at some women empowerment programs that are being run by Zimbabwean women at home and abroad at a time when the country's economy continues to decline. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chelife talk tiri kutarisa mabasa nezvirongwa zviri kusimudzira madzimai zviri kuitwa nemadzimai munyika pamwe nekunze kwenyika panguva iyo upfumi hwenyika huri kuramba uchienda kumawere. We start off our program with a Reuters report on Zimbabwean businesswoman Divine Ndlukula, who is the founder and managing director of Securico, one of the largest security service providers in the country.
We started Securico just, you know, as a joke. It was a mere idea, and an idea that I didn't think it would get to this level. But we started from my cottage in my house with four employees. Obviously, I had done a feasibility study in terms of what the security market was offering, how the security market was, and the reason why I started this company was also the fact that I saw there was a gap in the market. We have got an array of all security solutions. We provide guarding services. We provide cash movement. We provide rapid response services. We do electronic security systems like installation of CCTVs, access control systems. We also do private investigations. We do anything security.
There we are hearing from Divine Ndlukula, who is a businesswoman in Zimbabwe. And we are going now to another Zimbabwean woman, Jennifer Rupia, a carpenter who has managed to build a profitable business in a male-dominated trade on the outskirts of Harare, where she has a furniture business, where she makes sofas. Rupia is one of the few female carpenters in the city. Before she started a business, Charlene Wood Investments, 6 years ago. Let's hear what she has to say in this Reuters report.
I opened at three my outlets, kunze kuma outskirts, because I'm a shop sari kunze. Because when I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house. Saka ndadaronda ane mari yangu yakabva ndatanga kutengwa machirangu mutiro ndichidzidziswa saka zvakatopedzisira izvino zvaamuropa kana dai ndakarara kwandibvunza kuti ucheka sofa rinonzi chii ndinongokuudza mameasurement yangu ndakarara kana iri month end unokwanisa kutengesawo mari kana inosvika kuma 2000 pamasofa zvokuti paweek masales yedu anosanganisa nezvikwereti zvinenge zviripo saka munhu anogona kubhadhara hafu ozopedzesa imwe panguva yatinenge takatenderana saka unokwanisawo kutengesa kana pari paweek ukatengesa kana 1000 kana $500 ndokusiyana kwazvino zvichienda nekuti mari iri kufamba zvakadii.
That there was Jennifer Rupia, owner of Charlie Hood Investments. And now for perspective, today we are joined by our in-studio guest, Busi Bango, the director of Empritech Zimbabwe. Good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, we are so pleased to have you as an in-studio guest. Can you just tell us about your organization? How does it work in Zimbabwe at a time where we see many people complaining about the state of the economy?
Our organization, Empritech Zimbabwe, focuses on building entrepreneurial skills, to women, to the youth, and in the youth, particularly focusing on young women. So we provide a whole array of different types of skills to the targeted groups that we work with.
Mm-hmm. And I understand we are also joined via Skype by Ms. Ruvimbo Chivere, the Vice Chairman, Chairperson of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Welcome to our program, Ms. Chivere.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Aha. Ndichatanga nekuvunza kwamuri kuti mungatitsananguro here kuti kuno kuAmerica muri kufambira zvipi nekuti nhasi tiri kutaura isu pamusoro pemabasa angabatwawo nemadzimai kuti vawane cheruviri.
Okay, thank you very much nemubvunzo iwoyo. So, kuno kuAmerica ndakauya neprogram inonzi Community Engagement Exchange Program.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's an inaugural program inotargeta my youth. Vese, I mean, vakomana nevasikana, even vakadzi nevarume, from the age of 21 up to the age of 28. So, basically, it's a program that targets emerging leaders, emerging civil society leaders. So selection for participation in this program is largely based on the passion and experience of civil society. Zvichireva kuti vari kutsvaka vanhu vari kuita mabasa ekusimudzira vamwe, mabasa ekudevelopa community, what we call community development pachirungu. So selection criteria inotsvakiridza zvese izvozvo kuti uyu munhu tikamutora for this program ane potential here yokudevelop our community when they come back to their respective countries. So in my case, I was selected with another Zimbabwean. Takauya kuno tiri kutrainwa partly tinenge tichitoshanda pa US-based organization, and then on the other hand, tinotori nechikoro like an academy where we are trained by leadership experts and will be receiving continuing education units from George Mason University. So basically, that is how the program is like, and it is sponsored by the United States Department of State.
Thank you so much there. If you could stay on the line, Regate, Ms. Bango, can you just tell us in Debele, what brings you to the United States? You are leading a very big organization in Zimbabwe. What brings you here?
I'm here to meet or kutingizohlangana lama organizations esase siqale ukukhuluma lawo kudala before iCovid. Sasikhangelela ukuthi sibone ukuthi singasebenzelana lawo njani ngomsebenzi lo esiwenzayo, particularly ngomsebenzi esiwenza laba sakhulayo iyouth yethu labo mama, ngoba sabona ukuthi omama le youth yibo lapha okule need ye-economic empowerment. Mm-hmm. Ikakhulu into zokuzisebenzela, ukuthi abantu bazisebenzele baziholele imali zabo ukwenzela ukuthi ba-improve i-livelihoods yabo. So kulama-organizations esasibona ukuthi singakhuluma lawo, sidevelope i-partnerships with them in terms of supporting us with the work that we are doing. Yikho into engiyilandileyo lapha e-DC.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we can go into English, how easy is it for someone to start a business in Zimbabwe at this particular time? You're into small businesses.
I think there's been a lot of improvement in terms of creating a better environment for people to start businesses. In terms of, for example, if you're starting, you've got to register your business so that it is official, so that it is within the system. So there has been movement in terms of the register of companies, for example, going digital. Yes, there are challenges with connectivity, et cetera, but from where we were to where we are now, I think there's been some improvement. There is also issues around registering with the tax authorities, registering with the social security system, our NASA, National Social Security Authority, because you are an employer. So it's got to be known that you are working with people. And of course, then you've got the local authority, municipal bylaws, regulations that you also have to get permits for. For example, if you want to start a business in the food sector, you have to have the licenses that address issues of health. I mean, we saw Kupia there, who is into carpentry. She has to have an allocation of workspace, and local authorities are the ones that would allocate workspace. So she's got to deal with those issues of getting that allocation of workspace, mm-hmm. and if there are rentals that she needs to pay, you know, all that has got to be in place. The, like I'm saying, from where we used to be years yes. back, there's definitely been a lot of traction, a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. I believe personally from the experience that we have as an organization,
yes.
there's been a lot of movement towards making the environment more proactive and more positive for small businesses to register.
Thank you there, Ms. Vango. If you can tell us that in Ndebele while I wait to get our guest back.
Yeah, from esasuka khona ngokuthi umuntu nxa efuna ukuqala ibusiness kumbe akhulise ibusiness yakhe ekhaya. Ngibona sokulomehluko sokulobungcono ukuthi umuntu nxa efuna ukuthi abhalise ibusiness yakhe aqale ukurun ibusiness. Sokungcono kakhulu ukuthi akwenze lokho ngokuregister ngeregister of companies esiyaqalisa ukuthi ikwenze kuma computers digital nxa ngingatsho. Kodwa khona phana equation still comes in ukuthi uzafica ukuthi nxa uregister ikakhulu kumele uyarara. Okutsho ukuthi umuntu ovele eGweru, ovele eMtare, ovele ePlumtree, ovela eBinga, so kumele ukuthi ayeharari ukuthi ayiregister ikhampani yakhe. Yes, bakhona abasebenzayo nalo msebenzi abancedisa abantu ukuthi baregister, kodwa kumele ubhadale imali. And singakhangela ama-small businesses ethu amaningi awalayo leyo mali. So khona lokhu kuba ngumehluko. Kodwa khona ukuthi i-register of companies siyacomputerize.
Mm-hmm.
So kukwanise ukuthi even ukobulawayo, even useMtare, ungene ku-system. Yeah, i-system yabo is not that efficient all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Siyakwazi ukuthi kunama-challenges e-connectivity, et cetera, et cetera. But at least there's been some effort there. Bese kusiya khona apho into zabo zimbra, mm-hmm. as a taxation, as a national social security. Lama lemthetho yama city council yethu lama local authorities, be it city council, rural district councils,
mm-hmm.
yibo abakunika ama-permits ukuthi nxa uqalisa umhlobo bani we-business, uqalisa njani, uwenza njani.
Mm.
Kodwa ngokubona kwethu ngomsebenzi esiwenzayo sibona sokulomehluko sokulobungcono mbijana from what it used to be kudala.
Thank you very much. Let's now go to Ms. Our Skype guest. Welcome back to the program. Mamuru kunzwa zvikutaurwa na my bango pano varikutaura iwo kuti zvinhu zvati nakirei kana uri kuda kuwanikwa iwe uchitanga kuregister business rako kuZimbabwe kana kuita zveZimra. Imi munoti chii mamuri kushanda muri ku Women's Coalition uko muri kuZimbabwe? Munoona zvakamira sei?
Okay, thank you very much. So, yeah, I will comment from a young women's perspective. Ms. Bango is saying, we are gradually transitioning to an environment that really supports women, that really gives a space to women, but those who are willing to participate. So I will give reference to myself. Sekutaura kwaita Ms. Bango. As young women, we need mentorship. Suppose ndruda kutopinda mbusiness, rekutotanga a small to medium enterprise on my own. We should really seek mentorship and guidance from women who have been there before. So my comment really is around a good environment or a good space for participation and exposure and capacitation of young women. So yeah, we see that from, I'll speak for civil society because that is where I'm coming from. So yeah, we have a lot of spaces for young women to come through for participation, for education. We talk of economic empowerment programs. We talk of digital literacy programs. We talk of financial literacy programs. Ma programs akasiyana siyana ariku ofwa nemapoka emadzimai kana kuti nemasangano emadzimai akasiyana siyana muZimbabwe. So ku Women's Coalition, as I said earlier on, it's a broad organization for individuals and for individual organizations. So in Indinona Sekuti, it's a good platform. Irkupa madzimai dzidziso maringe nezve mararamiro chatingati women economic empowerment pachirungu. So yeah, I do agree with Mai Bango.
Thank you very much there. I know Ms. Bango here is really itching. She, you know, heard something that you said about mentorship. I think you can just take it over before we go to our guest. You wanted to really comment. Let's go ahead, give you a view to comment now.
Okay, I'm happy she raises the issue of mentorship because if you look at the menu of services that we offer as Zempretech, mentorship is one of the key services that we offer. And it's driven by our realization on the work that we do that there is a gap amongst our young people in terms of the skills that are needed. So we offer a whole range of services from entrepreneurship skills, business management skills, technical skills, and hand-holding advisory services, which includes the mentorship.
Wow.
So we link up the young people that we know do not have your financial literacy, for example.
Yes.
How can we get them to be literate and to understand finances?
On that note, let me just hold you for a little bit. We have a live caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Masura said to have
it. Aiwata Square Makadiko.
Chilipo Makadiko.
Aiwa mapinda mchirongwa. Taurai tinzwe nasi tiri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yemabhizimisi. Pane zvamungada kuziva here tivunze nyanzvi dzedu dziri muno.
Ndoda kuti mundibvunzirewo nyanzvi dziri momo. Kuti sesu handiti kuda kudzokera kumusha handiti. Ndine plani yangu yekuda kunoita zvehuku. Saka chii chandingakwanisa kuti inosvika ndichinoita December.
Maybe batai ipapo ndibva ndavhunza Miss Bango vari pana. Miss Bango, we have a caller here. She is based in South Africa. She says, look, we are being told to leave South Africa. I have a plan. I want to go and start my own chicken rearing project. What do I need to do to start it? How do I work with organizations like yourself?
I think obviously it would be easy for me to say she can call into our offices. We've got offices in Bulawayo and Harare, but obviously it might be not easy for her.
Yes.
What one would need definitely is obviously to identify workspace. And I would like to believe that almost every Zimbabwean has got umusha or something where they can actually go and set up their enterprise. You also need to have the knowledge of how to rear chickens. Chickens, you need to know how to rear chickens, and they've got partners that provide the technical services. You also have a lot of these organizations that offer chicken feed, that offer the chicks, that actually do the training and development of skills in terms of how do you then rear chickens. So we can always link it up with those kind of people so that you understand what it means to run a chicken business. But more importantly as well, get the technical skills, get the business skills that we offer, get the entrepreneurial skills that we offer. Where is your market, for example? She's got a plan. I think she's got an idea. We can help her to structure the business plan together so that she's able to say when she gets back home from South Africa, she can follow that business plan in terms of running her chicken business.
Amenoti muri kunzwa here zvekutaurwa naMai Bango vari kuti aiwa zvamuri kutaura izvi zvakanaka uye zvevari kuti ivo sesangano ravo reMpretech vanoshanda nevanhu vakadai semi vanenge vaine chido chekuti ndoda kutanga bhizimusi rangu asi pane umwe unyanzviwo hwamunoda kuti munyatsodzidza kuti saka huku idzi dzichange dzichidyei dzichazofamba sei zvirwere zvipi uyezve muine nzvimbo yekuti muchange muri kuita projekti yenyu pakati ivo vozokudzidzisai manje kuEmpretech kuti muzonyatsowana knowledge kana kuti skill yekuti ndikabva apa ndoenda apa ndoenda apa ndopa vachakubatsirai. Ameno tikola magutsikana here? Kola muripo here apo?
Vanokwanisa kuzondidzidzisa here kuti ndinotanga sei kuti vanozoona here pandinogara kuti place yangu inoita here kuita poetry or not.
Miss Bango, you're hearing.
I do understand.
You then come and assess if my place is.
Oh yes. I mean that comes after on like I'm saying the advisory services.
Yes.
We visit. We come on site. We ensure that the space is okay. Also, depending on the numbers, somebody might say, I want to start small. Somebody might say, I've got much money, I can start this. But as a small business organization, we believe in starting small until you understand
what it means to run a chicken okay. business, so that you don't make a big okay. mistake. You don't make a mistake after you've invested a lot of money and then you run losses. Mm-hmm. Make a mistake on a small business okay. or small, let me say, a small flock of chickens, and then grow from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mm. that's the advice that okay. I would give him.
Kola murkunz wakap.
Andrukunz usasaka vachandi pama details. Avo kanto zoro, but ano na vonda vakublawai.
Aiwa pakanaka. Ehe, Empretec Zimbabwe iriko kublawai andisi.
We have an office in Bulawayo.
Ehe, sakai WhatsApp kumbira link ye Empretec toyisa ipopano. Nekuti ndirikuona vamwe vari ku live stream anesu vari kuda kuziva kuti tichafamba sei. Saka on that note, I think let's take a short break while we wait for our other callers to call in and those that are live streaming with us. Thank you very much. We had an interesting exchange there from our caller who is interested in starting a chicken business in Bulawayo.
Gwirikwiti kana kuti measles, chirwere chinotapuriranwa chomuchipfuwa chinokonzereswa neutachiwana we measles virus. Utachiwana we gwirikwiti unoparadzirwa nemhepo, kuburikidza nekuhetsurirwa kana kuti kutaura uri pedyo nemunhu ane gwirikwiti. Vari panjodzi huru vanosanganisira madzimai akazvitakura uye vana vane makore ari pasi pemashanu. Zvitaridzo zvinosanganisira kupisa mwiri zvakanyanya, tumapundu twakatsvuka tunobuda pahuma twozopararira nemwiri wese, achikosoro kaomarara, dziwa, maziso anochururuka mvura ari matsvuku uye manyoka. Kana gwirikwiti rapfuriridza, rinogona kukonzeresa chirwere chenzeve, kuzvimba kweurozvi zvokonzeresa kurutsa uye kuvhunduka vhunduka, mabayo, manyoka uye chikosoro chakanyanya. Kana maona zviratidzo izvi, endesai mwana kuchipatara nekukasika. Mashoko aya mawaunzirwa ne Community Working Group on Health in partnership with Ministry of Health and Child Care, World Health Organization and UNICEF.
Thank you very much. There we had a public address talking about measles. But for those that are just joining us, we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And you can also catch up on YouTube. We are on VOA Zimbabwe. But we are still waiting for our callers to come in. But let's go to Mzare Chivere. Tuda kutanga wa mabizimusi edu kuzimbabwe. Nyanya vamwe wariku vaku South Africa uko nyaya ema pepa irukuneta. Vamwe wariku tarisira kutipamwe. Panoso shika December kana 6 months za waka piwa vachange vaku zukira kumusha. Ameno utimi ku Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe uko munoshanda se neva nenge vakadai.
Okay, thank you very much. So for me, I'm not really into business, but what I can say is I can emphasize what Ms. Bango was saying, to say that as women, it's important to take advantage of the resources that we have at hand. Kazhinji madzimai tinochema chema kuti handina zvikwanisiro, handina pekutangira. But I liked what Ms. Bango said. She said that some might want to start small, some might want to start big. So as women, or through Women's Coalition, we encourage women and young women to take advantage of the resources that are already in place. For example, she mentioned a good issue kuti munhu wese ane kumusha. Saka tikatotarisa zvakadaro, kana iwo uchitoziva kuti tine nzvimbo yedu kudhara, you are counting kuti already I have learned. So if I want to start a project like poultry, like farming, like horticulture, already unepe kutangira. Saka what may be lacking is nyayema skills, which makes me think that it is important for women to participate in development programs. Ndafarira kuti kuEmpretec vanotori nema services kuti financial literacy, business management, entrepreneurship skills. So I think it's high time, as a recommendation from my end, that as women we take advantage of such platforms, because kutaura chokwadi hakuna munhu anozomboya achikupa kuti a platform we cannot source shaunoda is on a silver platter. So it's really important to research, to form takes to support each other, share ideas, and participate in already existing platforms so that chese tinolanechi neyatinoti economic empowerment semadzimai. On those women vatarisana nekudzoka kumusha, for me, I don't see it as a bad idea. We can always come back, like semadzimai tinotozikanwa kuti we are strong. What is important is to look for ideas, look for empowerment, guidance, and also kungozvinzvera pauri kuti what are the resources that are around me that can make me like survive or have an income generating project. So yeah, that would be my comment.
Thank you very much there. Let me come back to you, Ms. Bango. If you can tell us in Ndebele, you had very good advice for the woman who asked, I'm going to be leaving South Africa. I want to start a business. There are also men who are live streaming here with us who have the same similar questions. They're saying, how do I start my business? If you can give us in Ndebele.
I think okokuqala umuntu kumele nxa ufuna ukuqalisa business. Woba lento oyithandayo. Uqalisa business entweni o passionate, what I can call passionate ngesikhiwa. O passionate ngayo. Ngoba nxa into uyithakazelela uzayenza loba sokunzima njani uzayenza. So nxa ule passion for something uzakwenza khona lokho le passion for it. So that's the first thing. Okwesibili, dinga ulwazi ngebusiness leyo. Dinga ulwazi ngebusiness leyo. Okwesithathu, kumele ubone ukuthi kule market yini for ibusiness leyo. Ikakhulu iproblem esilayo ekhaya. And let me say not just ekhaya. Abantu abaningi even kwamanye amazwe uzafica ukuthi ule what I call icopy syndrome. Uphonga usuku uyelungisela ukuthi ngoba uMr. Zvani bani wenza ukulam sengikopa sengisenza. Ungakhangela kudala ama shops ethu emakhaya. Kwakuthiba lo mdadada wezitolo. Bonke abantu bethengisa same things. Ungabhoda kathi su drive kuma rural areas ethu ekhaya eZimbabwe. Uzafica ukuthi ezinye izitolo zenzana sokuphonga kuba ngamaliwi, ngamanqwa. So yenza into oyithandayo. Ungaphongi ukopa okwenziwa ngomunye umuntu. Do what we call i-creativity. Kuyini okufunekayo endaweni lapho ufuna ukuran business yakho that you can then fulfill uprovide i-business khona pa. Ngoba we say a business can only respond to a need. If there are no needs, akula business. So in other words, ngesiNdebele, i-business iphendula okufunwa ngabantu. Nxa kungela nto efunwa ngabantu akusoze kube le business. Uzayirani business kodwa isoze succeed. So yikho engingakutsho khona lokho ukuthi ebantwini whether ngumama kumbe ngubaba kumbe ngontanga, first of all ensure ukuthi kule market ubususenza into ozaba passionate about, ubusudinga ulwazi lokuthi nxa ngifuna ukurani business le kumele ngibe lolwazi bani.
Give us that in English, the last few points that you were really articulating, that if someone wants to start a business, what should they be looking at?
First of all, find out if there is a market for what you are doing, going to do. So in other words, don't just copy what the next door guy is doing. Find a market for what you want to do. Is there a market? Once there is a market, how best can you service that market?
Yes.
So you are now looking at the best model of the business that you are going to set up. Once you have found the best model, find the skills that will enable you to run that business and run it successfully. But I would sort of like cover all that by saying, for whatever you do, have passion for it.
Passion.
It's got to be something that you love and enjoy doing. Because if you look at it, you spend most of your life in your business,
yes.
Those that are employed in your job.
This is television. Time is not on our side. I wish it was football. We could have extra time, but I would like to thank you, Ms. Bango of Empretech, and we'll be sharing her link on this page. And also the lady that came in, Ms. from Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Thank you. And all our callers and our streamers that were live streaming with us, thank you very much. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington saying let's meet again tomorrow.